So after our walking practice, now letting the body settle into some stillness. Have a sense of the body sitting. You may feel the energy of the walking coursing through your body. Letting the attention open into the sounds. Sitting, breathing with a wide, spacious awareness to hearing. Opening to any and all sounds, just as they are, whether pleasant or unpleasant. The soft background sounds, the louder, more intermittent sounds, the front, behind, left, right, above, below. Opening to the raw qualities of the sounds, the pitch of a sound, its volume, its timbre, its frequency and duration. Noticing how pleasant sounds have their life, and no matter what the mind may do to grab after them, they will have their life, they'll arise and pass away. Thank you. Perhaps in these few moments you've had a chance to watch the mind with the pleasant. Perhaps, too, you were able to watch the mind as you were walking down by the water. So when pleasant things happen, we can really understand the mind wanting more. This is not to blame or shame ourselves, but simply to notice how the mind works, how we're wired. Is it possible to simply abide with the pleasant as pleasant, flow with it during its brief span? I think this poem speaks to this a wee bit. Poet is Holly Hughes, and the poem is Mind Wanting More. Only a beige slat of sun above the horizon, like a shade pulled not quite down. Otherwise, clouds. Sea rippled here and there, birds reluctant to fly. The mind wants a shaft of sun to stir the gray porridge of clouds, an osprey to stitch sea to sky with its bared wings from some dramatic music, a symphony perhaps, a Chinese gong. But the mind always wants more than it has. One more bright day of sun, one more clear night in bed with the moon, one more hour to get the words right, one more chance for the heart in hiding to emerge from its thicket in dried grasses. As if this quiet day, with its tentative light, weren't enough. As if joy weren't strewn all around. So you may connect with that poem, with that sun just above the horizon, like a shade pulled not quite down, the gray porridge of clouds, and that sense of wanting. As if this quiet day with its tentative light weren't enough. Keeping the attention open to the sounds. Noticing sounds that are unpleasant, sounds that are perhaps neutral. Sound of your own breathing may be quite neutral. The background hum of the building, quite neutral. So simply noticing how the mind works in response to the sounds. moments of silence possibly experienced as quite neutral, maybe for others pleasant, maybe for others unpleasant. What happens when we deepen our attention, especially towards the neutral and the unpleasant sounds? So with the unpleasant, we may find that we're getting what we don't want. And we may notice contraction in body, mind, heart. We may notice some aversion. And you may possibly have noticed that there was the possibility of simply opening to the sounds as simply sounds, acoustic events, impersonal acoustic events, to simply be known. And what happens in that simply knowing without aversion?